This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. Shootings continue in Bloomington Normal. The Normal Town Council passes a recycling ordinance, and the council approves road repair money. GLT's Charlie Schlenker covers all of that and more with Chris Coos, the mayor of Normal.
The mayors of Bloomington Normal join us most Tuesdays after their regular and special council meetings. Mayor Coos, thanks for your time today on Sound Ideas.
Always happy to be here.
The council passed a recycling ordinance allowing programs for multi-unit dwelling places. It was a 4-2 vote. That's a little more divided than a lot of votes. Is that because it was a case of a clear distinction in political philosophies, more so than usual on the council, or just active stakeholders that are lobbying?
I think it could be a little mix of both on that. I mean, one council member certainly has strong feelings about these kinds of things. Another council member was concerned about the process, and it may have been because that person wasn't involved in the process in terms of the committee that was formed to take a look at it. This has been something that's been a long time coming and has been talked about by council and people in multifamily residences for 3-4 years now.
What do you think the pass along will be to renters for places that do choose to offer it?
Well, I think, you know, the market's going to drive a lot of that. I think the property owners are well within their right to recover their costs from their tenants. They're providing an additional service. So we'll have to wait and see what that looks like.
What provisions did the town make to prevent this from being a burden?
It's giving property owners a year to come into compliance, primarily into compliance, and another 4 years to come into full compliance with the ordinance. We don't have time to get into the details of that today. But basically, I think this first year is key. There's going to be some learning curves on both sides, and including the town. And there may be changes that we have to make. I referred to that as much last night, that this has to be common sense solutions, and it's got to be fair to both parties involved.
Is it fair to start it without it being a finished product? That was one of the knocks from Councilmember Kathleen Lorenz, who wanted a little more delay.
I think we have the opportunity to do that. Kevin McCarthy and I both stated that publicly, that we know that this is a work in progress. The problem with trying to second guess every issue that might come up in an ordinance, it creates an unbelievably large volume document where you're trying to cover every unknown or unexpected. So to keep it open and to work with the property owners and to work with the tenants to make it a workable situation is to me a preferred solution.
Make the case that is the town's pattern and practice for ordinances. That yes, we'll start this and then revise it as needed.
Oh, you're going to catch me off guard. Never ask an old man, sneak up on an old man with a question. I think it's just the culture of the council that, if there has been pushback on an ordinance that we have passed because of unintended consequences, the Normal Town Council does not have a history of digging their heels in and saying that's the law. We'll work with the aggrieved parties.
How pronounced do you think the benefits of this ordinance will be?
Well, I'm very hopeful that it'll continue to significantly reduce the amount of material going to the landfills, which is going to cost everybody a lot of money in the coming future as landfills close and we have to transport that product further away from our community.
What can you say to large apartment owners like the Snyder Corporation and Steve Snyder, who were so vociferously against this?
Well, you know, Steve brought up an issue on Ironwood Gardens, which I tend to agree with. Our ordinance does not address a large property like that that covers a lot of ground. So I think he has a fair complaint that we have to address.
How do you think that can be done?
It'll be done through staff interaction and with the Snyder Corporation.
Mayor Chris Coos of Normal, thanks for your time on GLT Sound Ideas.
Good to be here.
I'm Charlie Schlenker.
The mayors of Bloomington and Normal join us most Tuesdays after their regular and special council meetings. Next week, you'll hear from Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner. I'm Mike McCurdy. This is Sound Ideas on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.